Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Doing well. Is this Wednesday already? This week is flying by.
Can you believe it? It just seems like I just talked to you yesterday, huh? And that was already a week ago.
Yeah, the week is flying by. And as I get older, I kind of take that more personally because I'm like, wow, that's another week.
It's that whirlwind, right? We have to find that stillness. Yeah. Sometimes, like the eye, what's the eye in the storm? Like we got to find that place in the middle there. Yeah, it just changes when we get older. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to just
ma'am.
Have that thing,
yes,
word
ma'am.
Of peace around us, like enveloped in a thing of peace every day. And I want to say my hearts go out to the families that just lost it. The two people died, right? And oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've said prayers, and my hearts go out, and it's just such a nightmarish experience, and our hearts go out to them, and just wish we could find a lot more peace, right, in this world.
Very sad.
Live it daily.
But I understand. I was just checking the online, the news report that they looks like they, because of video cameras in some of the stores, they actually identified and made an arrest.
Fantastic.
So
wow.
That's cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was fast.
Yeah.
I guess you don't think about it. You know, you're walking along the sidewalk there. There's all kinds of surveillance cameras everywhere, especially downtown Boston. So
I wish we had them everywhere, though. I know my brother's accident,
man.
I wanted him to have it, and it was on a country road, and we checked, and they didn't. But, I think people that do these things are going to get caught. They're absolutely going to get caught. It's just hopefully the country can deter more and more with the work. And I think money needs to go into the protection. I fear they're taking monies out of the budgets for that, so I don't know. But, you know, it's weird. In some countries, we've heard it, like the terrorist acts and things going on constantly, and we've kind of taken for granted that we've had safety that I think is going to change, you know, and I think it's going to change a lot, but we can't live in fear either, right? It's just...
No, and that's it. And it just seems like it kind of escalates, you know. I saw also on the news, I mean, you know, in addition to that, they intercepted some, some poison-tainted envelopes or something that were headed to the White
House.
Makes
me wonder if somebody just did that on purpose or if there's a, you know, because it's like, it seems like there's a, they're trying to get everybody so fearful in the country. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to make everyone paranoid. So I don't really trust in all that stuff. You know, I'm like, I wouldn't even trust our government. I mean, I know it's not a nice thing to say because you have to respect your government, but I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know the motive behind
you and
it.
We've done plenty of political shows going into the election.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. And can you believe that's already been a year? I mean, that's been that's amazing how time flies. Yeah, we kind of tell our opinion. We kind of give our opinions, huh? That good thing is we can't really get fired, you know. Like if we were, you know, if we were getting somebody was paying us in a different venue and it was their company, their show, we could get fired. But right?
And by the way,
given our opinions, you're not even allowed to do that nowadays, are you?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty again of I think the internet and Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, we are live currently at this point in time. Of course, you may be listening to an archived the archived show, but at this point here, 12:05 Pacific, 3:05 Eastern, we're live, and you can call at 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. Realty Universal Radio, again, Natalie Mullinix, and the website, realtyuniversal.com, lots of great stuff on there. We're going to talk about our real estate first half hour in just a moment. I do want to kind of tease our second half guest, and that is Steve Rizzo, who's a former comedian. I guess he's once a comedian, always a comedian. He's still a funny guy. He's headlined with the likes of Ellen DeGeneres, Eddie Murphy, and Jerry Seinfeld, but decided in the middle of a very successful career that he wanted to be more of a motivational speaker, and did that, became that, is very successful at that, and has written a book called Get Your Shift Together.
Wow, I love that.
Oh,
I can't wait to hear, and that's, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun in the second half hour, and again, you might want to talk to him. If, again, you are listening live, you might want to, again, tuck that number away, 347-945-5428. Again, Steve Rizzo, the Attitude Adjuster, coming up in our second half hour.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
First half hour, we're going to be talking about the buyer rebate program. And
that's
a no-brainer with the Internet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know we've talked about it many times before, but we can never talk about it enough with our listeners, since so many listeners are buying or selling homes, and also real estate agents and brokers. So it the buyer rebate program, in theory, can work anywhere. So if you're listening and you're somewhere else and you're just trying to see how to set it up into your system or utilize it if you're a buyer or seller, you can also go to realtyuniversal.com and fill out information that says contact us, and we can put you in touch with people that can assist you. Yeah, it's a no-brainer, because now our systems really have been built on the same way that our philosophy is, you know, about integrity, about making things a win-win, you know, give and take, trying to be fair, you know. And I remember a manager in the real estate industry, Phil Goldsmith, years ago, used to say in like 1987, fair is only at Timonium Fairgrounds. Fair, life is not fair, you know. And I've always been like, no, we can make it a win-win situation. It doesn't matter. You know, to me, the best negotiators in the world are trying to make things fair, right? Give and take, right? Like, wouldn't it be nice if anyone could figure out the North Korea right now and figure out the brain of, you know, the thought process, which I'm sure plenty of people are having many opinions, and the thought process is so different from what we're used to. But everybody wants something, right? And everybody needs to give something. So our philosophies and part of our real estate menu systems at Realty Universal are built on, hey, let's be fair. And with the Internet, and what makes buyer rebate and the Internet a no-brainer is it goes hand in hand, because when you go, for example, in the old days with real estate, even before we had the MLS systems and the computerized systems, you would have to go, and people wanted to buy or sell, and if the real estate brokers and agents were there, I think the Baltimore Board of Realtors, which I belong to, is the oldest board of real estate. It was the first and the oldest in the country of the U.S., 150-some years, something like that. I know.
Wow.
It's at least that. And so it's been a long time that you've had people, you know, doing, I don't want to call them peddlers, but people, you know, brokering or selling real estate and or soliciting type of things. So people would come to agents and brokers to buy or sell real estate. But in the old days, of course, pre-computer, pre-internet, is that what the old days are going to be called? Now these are going to be called the old days when we're old, right? So, but you had to go, and they had to know what the inventory was. They'd have, you know, properties for sale. You still have a lot of commercial brokerages holding listings in-house. You still have property management companies holding listings in-house. But in the residential world, most of the listings are now, you know, either for sale by owners, even can get in the MLS, as we have a program for that, and many other companies do now too. The, you know, most of your properties are going to be listed through the MLS. And the United States has, you know, MLS systems around the country. Canada has their own MLS system. Europe has different systems. I mean, different, you know, so many, many people are, you're seeing listings on the internet from all around the world. So because in the old days, you had to go to somebody and said, hey, what properties are you selling? What do you have available? Because you may not know about it, and then unless you saw an ad or it was marketed. So you kind of were relying on these other people to find you what you wanted. Now, because of the internet, the information is out there at your fingertips. It's so available. And what we do with the real estate menu systems, in addition to teaching, training, helping, you know, affiliate, is open up that world to you and make it a win-win. So that comes back to our philosophy, Randy, you know, about the integrity and about, and you know, about being fair.
Yeah.
And it's not all about me and us winning and being number one. And I've heard some of the top people in the world and companies now saying, you have to be number one. If you're not number one and our company's not going to be number one, you're fired. We don't want you to work as our CEO because that's your job. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I can debate anything, but I do believe people should go out and do well. But I also believe there's a way to make things win-win, and then in the long run, you may become number one just because you did it the right way. You know, I'd rather. So anyhow, going back to the buyer rebate program, you as a buyer, if you're doing the work, you get credit. And we do the same thing with our seller programs. If you're willing to do the work, you get credit. If we do all the work, we get the credit. You know, so that's basically how it's based. So for more information, of course, you can go to realityuniversal.com, realityuniversal.com, and find out more information. But it's based on, you know, I'll just give you a scenario, an example. If you're going to buy a home and it's listed through a real estate brokerage or company, or it could be the for sale by owner program, but in the MLS, and the seller, owner of the property, is paying a commission. They're paying a co-op commission, typically 2.5% to 3%. So let's just use 3% for the sake of argument of this example. And say it's a $500,000 property, and they're willing to pay another broker or agent $15,000 if they bring them a buyer. So in the buyer rebate program, if you're willing to do most of the legwork, you can get up to 2% for a credit for doing that. So you could get up to $10,000 to purchase that property just if you're going through the buyer rebate program. The local agent or broker would be taking 1% and getting $5,000. Now, what that entails is once you find the property, they're going to write the contracts. They're going to take everything through settlement closing. They're going to help you with loans, negotiating everything, you know, so you're not alone. There are situations where, well, what if you need more hand-holding? What if you need an agent to go in more properties with you? There could be a situation that you get 1% and the company gets 2%. We do have situations where people want to go into the buyer rebate program, and after talking to them and going over everything, maybe they're not familiar with the areas, they need way more hand-holding, and it's not going to work for them. They need the traditional full service, do everything for me, and then make it work. But with the internet, oh my gosh, so I can't tell you how many people find the homes before their agent or broker does. You know, it's amazing. They'll find it because, you know, they're focused, hyper focused on we're buying a property or we're buying a home. Mm-hmm. All right, so they tend to, when they're in that process as a buyer, they're looking at the internet. They're, you know, they're on auto prospecting. They're seeing updates. And many times, you know, the broker or agent they're working with may be dealing with 10 or 15 clients, customers, and you as a buyer are going to find the property before them, and this gives you a way of receiving credit. And who can't use the extra money? Many people, what we try to do is we try to help people that are struggling or that could use it, and you don't have to be struggling to use it because, you know, an extra $10,000 is not chump change, right, if you're doing something and you're doing the work anyhow. So that's kind of how the buyer rebate program works. And some companies, I know there's companies out there, I won't mention the names, that do give you a credit, and they've been doing it for a long time. But what I found over across the board is the credit's much, much smaller than what we've worked out, and we have a network of agents and brokers who have agreed to it, and it's pretty neat. It's It's fun. So that's our gift to you. And we just wanted to mention it and bring it up because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I didn't have any idea that that was available. I didn't know I could even do that. So now
yeah,
I'm coming up for air, Randy, and we're almost half over the first half.
Well, and again, it's just great. It's great, great, great nuggets of information that, like you say, people aren't aware of. And there is so much more at realtyuniversal.com. Just a ton of information. You know, we talk about, you know, kind of the a la carte, you know, system, the menu system. And there's just a lot of components to that. And, you know, again, literally as the name implies, it is universal. So wherever you are in the world, you know, Realty Universal can help you. And realtyuniversal.com, the website. Let's take a break. And we will be back in just a moment. The number again, 347-945-5428. If you want to chime in on real estate or if you want to get in the queue early to talk to Steve Rizzo, author of Get Your Shift Together. He's going to be coming up to the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire, they never shoot, they never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, buddy. Leaps and bounds, indeed. Realty Universal Radio, the name of the program. And Randy Zachary, my name. Natalie Mullinex is with us as well, president and founder of Realty Universal. And the website, again, realtyuniversal.com. The phone number to call us here in the next few minutes, if you've got a real estate question or comment, 347-945-5428. And Steve Rizzo coming up here in just a few moments. Talking about his new book, Get Your Shift Together.
Nice.
And I did get an email here on a kind of a follow-up question, Natalie, to the buyer rebate program. And the question is, how can Realty Universal, how do you give more money back on the rebate program? I mean, are you guys, is it because you're independent, or is it, how do you do that?
You mean more money back, what, than...
On the rebate, than, say, others, yeah. Others,
oh, than a lot of the other companies? Why are our amounts so high? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're not greedy. I mean, I don't mean to sound like... I think a lot of... If the companies have, say, millions of dollars in their budgets and they're trying to set up a system and a plan, I think they're trying to give a smaller amount away because then they reap the benefits, right? The way that we work is we have started with the smaller model and the one-on-one years back. So I think we're really willing to do that. If you as a buyer, and then a seller gets to do that on the seller programs, really can do the work, we give you full credit. Now, we do have situations. You may have a situation where somebody comes in and says, I want to do your buyer rebate program. I want to do the one where you only take 1%. Of course, there's a minimum. You know, it's like a minimum is, was $2,500 and some it's $3,000. I want to do that, and I want to get up to 2%. But then they have to sign a buyer broker agreement, et cetera, and everything's spelled out. They very rarely, but sometimes it would happen where somebody then comes and they really are trying to have us do full service, show many, many properties, go out and do this and do this and this. And we have things stepped into our program and spelled out that if that happens, then they would get less and we would take more. So in answer to your question, I really believe that we believe in it and we're able to do that. And but we have it. We really make it a fair situation. You know, we really do. And I know there's companies out there that, for example, for years it's been going on where I won't name names, but, you know, they can pay $25,000-$30,000 a year to certain associations or groups or whatever, and then they'll give them all of their buyers or sellers and also pass on savings. And, you know, it could be 0.25%, 0.5%, and here we're giving up to 2% of the sales price. And it's just a model that's worked, and it's we try to do everything. We really try to have it set up to customize. So, like, say you, Randy, are so important that we want it to work for you, right? And instead of across the board saying, how is it going to work for thousands of people or millions and more money is going to come into the company, which, of course, you have to run a company and you have to look at all of that, right? But there's other ways to bring money into the company than to do it that way. So we really, which actually could be more work on our end, we really have a system set up that makes it fair. And again, somebody may have to switch from getting up to 2% to maybe you as the buyer need more and you're only going to get up to 1%, we're going to get up to 2%. Or you could be where you really fit the traditional model and we have to say to you, you know, or the agent or broker working with you, you know, hey, you really need to go into this program, you know? So I guess that's a long answer of how we do it, but it really is, it's kind of like, I always say be global but local, right? You know, so that's kind of the philosophy behind it, not saying, hey, it's this way or the highway. We can really customize it, but it's fair. And then I think when you look at it, you go, oh, that is fair. No, you know, and again, it's not going to work for everybody, you know, and you will have people that want to take advantage of it and not be fair and they don't care. And that may not work with them, you know, that company. So it's a good thing. But I think in this day and age, you might as well take advantage of it because you're going to go in, you're going to get the property, you're going to be doing a lot of work. And then again, there's times where you don't want to be bothered, you want to pack, you want to have this person do everything for you. But what you want to make sure, if you're doing the full service, that they really are doing everything for you and not missing anything. And it's very hard to not miss something if, you know, with so many properties coming in the market. But it all depends on the unique person. And that's what we care about, you, the individual, and making that experience wonderful for you. So that's kind of how we do that. See what I mean? Like you have, yeah. And that's why we don't consider it the brokerages, discount brokerages, because full service is offered as well. It just depends on what you want. You know, you go in a restaurant, do you want a whole meal, or you want to have a la carte, or do you just want an appetizer? You know, but if you change your mind and you need something else, it's available. You know, so it's kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty, yeah. That's absolutely the beauty of the menu. Yeah, the menu.
And then
programs.
We need, I think, Steve Rizzo, are you on the line? I'm so looking forward to the second half of our show. We need Steve to interject some humor into real estate. We need, that's what we need, because real estate seems so boring. We need to make it a little bit more funny.
Don't put pressure on.
I believe he's on the line. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Put pressure on. He is.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Welcome.
But don't put pressure on me. Don't ask me to make a joke about real estate.
Oh!
Hi.
Hey, I want to introduce our guest here, Steve Rizzo, a.k.a. the Attitude Adjuster, personal development expert. Clients include American Airlines, J.P. Morgan Chase, lots of folks, stand-up comic and motivational speaker. He's headlined with the likes of Jerry Seinfeld and Ellen DeGeneres. Written a book called Get Your Shift Together. And, dude, this, first of all, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's great to be on the show. Thanks for having me. By the way, speaking of real estate, I've spoken for REMAX quite a few times also.
Oh, wow. Ah. I was with them in 1989, long, long time ago. Wow, that's fantastic. So you make
very, very cool.
You know, they're very, very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Hey, Steve, we've got a lot to cover, man. I know with somebody like you, this is going to fly by. Let me just let folks know, again, the number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. And, Steve, man, this book, I got it a while back and began reading, and there's so much in it, and I really kind of want to focus on the book, if that's okay, today.
Excellent.
And maybe have you back some other time to talk comedy and stuff, because I'm fascinated with that, even from a psychological standpoint, and you might even be able to talk about how you've kind of blended those two worlds together. But why did you write Get Your Shift Together? What was the kind of the motivation for you?
Well, you know, I started speaking to corporate America quite a few years ago, and I started realizing that what they needed was for me to come right straight from my heart. So what I did was is that I used the tools that I used that I needed to turn my life around. Many years ago in my comedy days, I was headlining clubs all over the place, and my opening acts were Drew Carey and Rosie O'Donnell and Dennis Miller and stuff, and I started realizing that all these people that opened for me were passing me by and getting the big breaks, and I couldn't understand why opportunity wasn't knocking on my door, and I realized it was. I was just afraid to open the door. I realized, I came to this conclusion that I had an intense fear of success and failure, and those labels molded the direction for most of my life. So to make a very long story short, I decided to stop the partying, and well, a little bit anyway, and I went on a self-help quest to better myself, and I must have read almost every self-help book you can think of, went to Tony Robbins seminars, and did the whole thing. And through the years, this was a gradual process, I realized I started changing inwardly, and my perspective of life started changing dramatically.
Wow.
And I decided to be open about my past and what I do, and now the tools that I use to turn my life around are the very tools I use when I and they're so basic and so simple, the same tools that I use for corporate America and when I do my public seminars.
Wow, I love it. It's like change your mindset, change your life, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the title, you know, Get Your Shift Together, because it is really about changing, but change is a word that a lot of people are afraid of. So when you just tell them all they have to do is shift, and they like that, and it seems like a fun word, and when they shift their way of thinking and they shift their focus, they can turn challenging times into opportunities. In reality, you really are changing, but it's you know, a process of shifting.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's kind of like Randy and I are talking about. I'm writing something called "It's Time to Heal," and it's kind of similar in the sense of, you know, when you're letting all those things that have happened and your mindsets block you for so long, it's like a healing process to finally let it come through and then really blossom the real, let the real you come out in a comfortable way to serve the world. You know,
kind of.
I know that's like a weird way to say it, but that's kind
of. No, it is. That's the right way to say it. You're right. Yeah,
wow.
It's not weird. The thing is, though, most people go through their lives not knowing. They know something's wrong. They don't understand why their lives aren't working. And the reason their lives aren't working is because they have these negative labels that were either bestowed upon them by themselves or by other people that they took on to be their labels. And those beliefs write the stories of their lives, never knowing that they can tweak it,
change
and turn
it
around. Yeah, all you have to do is
shift. How do you get with your speaking and training? And I'm not going to get off. I know, Randy, I won't. I'll let you ask the questions because I'll start.
Oh,
but,
no, go ahead.
But how do you, when you do that, how do you get people to really realize that, you know, we all have one fingerprint for a reason. God made us, our spirits and our souls are one for a reason. We have different gifts. We aren't supposed to try to be like the next guy. We aren't supposed to try to be somebody. We're supposed to be us, and us is so amazing. How do you get that across to people? You know what I mean? Because otherwise some people just kind of always tend to measure themselves, and we all have different gifts, so like that's defeating in itself, right?
Well, yeah, that's exactly true, because what a lot of people do is they wake up in the morning, they see what everybody else has. How come I don't have this, and how come I don't have that? And it makes a tough situation worse, not even getting in tune with who they are. The only way that you can get in tune with who you are is by understanding your assets and your liabilities, and you embrace both of them, and you take the liabilities and try to figure out where they came from. And once you become aware of all this stuff, see, the awareness is the key. Once you become aware of what's keeping you back, then you can gradually tweak your life and shift your way of thinking. And those thoughts that you are now shifting will create different belief systems, and you create a healthier habit, and you can go on with your lives. I always tell salespeople, sales groups, regardless of what they're doing, one of their biggest problems, I always tell them, it's not what you say to yourself when things are working great. It's what are you saying to yourself when the ratio of no's outweigh the s's? That's what kills you. Mm. Are you saying, here we go again, I'm a loser, I can't do this, why is everyone else doing this, I'm not going to be able to meet my quota from next year, how come I'm not considered the best of the best? And what you do is you take a challenging situation, you make it personal, and you have just entered the negative zone, the door is closed, and it's hard to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And you fulfill a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm.
So,
well,
I showed
that is so huge.
Yeah, well, and what I do is I just tell them to shift it, shift your way of thinking, create new habits. You can do it. And I'm not saying it's easy, but it definitely, if I can do it, anyone can do it. So
that's my always.
And I know you're a big Tony Robbins fan. I read the part in the book where you were sitting in his seminar, and you know, you'd been kind of thinking about how with comedy you kind of had lost the joy and the passion for the stand-up part of it, and you're listening to Tony Robbins and saw how he was involving humor, you know,
mm-hmm.
to keep people's attention, and you kind of had an aha moment, didn't you,
aha is a mild way of putting it.
He says some things, go ahead.
Actually, it scared the hell out of me, because I'm listening to this guy, and I've been sitting there for days listening to him, and he really is good. He does walk the talk, and this
mm-hmm.
was many years ago. And
yeah.
he cracked a few jokes, and he grabbed the audience. I mean, he was holding people's attention 13, 14 hours a day.
Wow.
You know, he has long seminars. So something happened to me, and when I noticed he was making people laugh, and I knew I was a lot funnier than he am. I'm a lot shorter than he is, but I'm also a lot funnier. And I remember something made me pick up my pen, and I don't remember doing it, and I wrote, you can do this, and then I wrote, you should do this, and then I wrote, you will do this. Then I put the pen down, picked it up and wrote again, whatever it takes. And that was the aha moment. That
wow.
That's when I said, after all the years of thinking this is what I wanted to do, that was it. That was it. And
wow.
I said, that's it. This is what I'm doing. I had no idea on how to do it.
Wow.
So that was a moment the shift actually occurred for you.
Yeah, I know quite a few other shifts. It's funny how when we say the word shift, we got to make sure we're saying shift, you know?
And, right.
Yeah, really, I know. I've had enough of your shift, you know, and it's...
exactly.
So
I like that, though. I mean, that's a good...
Yeah, well, it is.
That?
I use it all the time. Hey, shift and get off the pot.
Can we coin that? That's cool. So Steve Rizzo, shift. That's cool.
Yeah,
we
so,
need to get the copyrights right now.
Yeah, really.
Wow, no, that's amazing. So how many years ago was that when you finally, when you made that shift?
It was in, I would have to say it was 93, 92, around there. And
wow.
Then I went into this business I knew nothing about, and all these incredible serendipitous things started happening to me, and I knew I was on the right track. But like
wow.
I said, it wasn't easy, but I knew it was the right thing for me to do. And I just followed my calling, and a lot of my comedy friends, my close friends, couldn't understand. They thought I was having a nervous breakdown. My manager sued me, and because what had happened was is that, as I said, you know, when I started changing the comedy industry, was that's when they really started becoming interested in me, and I was auditioning for so many things. But I was no longer really interested in them, and that's when I said, this is what's happening. So I did it, best thing I ever did.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and I know you said that in the book, that it's, you know, it's just, it was kind of, you know, it was frustrating because, you know, your big break's about to happen. They started to get interested in you, and yet you knew that you knew because of that aha moment that, you know, you were going to begin to do something else. And really still use comedy, obviously, but kind of use it for a more, I think a more universal approach.
To engage the audience.
Do you know, it's
yeah.
like you were done, you were going to another level and a different level, but yet they were still thinking,
yeah.
like, are you kidding? And I think that's awesome. That's so
well,
awesome. It's,
yeah, and that's yeah. another thing they said. They said to me, "You quitting?" I said, "No, I'm shifting directions." That's all I did.
Exactly.
And you're right. I do make people laugh. That's what my whole program's about. My first 5 or 10 minutes, I do nothing but make them laugh. It's an entertaining
program.
And by doing that, I get their attention. They like me. They trust me. And now I hit them with this message, and when they walk away, they remember everything with more intensity, because if you're having fun while you're learning, you're going to absorb more information.
Wow,
so,
I love it. I love it. I've got to get your book.
Yes, you do.
I will. And we need to take your course, too, because we need to definitely be laughing more. Right, Randy? Well, Randy laughs. But,
yeah. The book is available, of course, wherever books, e-books are purchased. It is an amazing book. Now, you talk, Steve, about humor being the phrase humor being.
Mm-hmm.
What is a humor being?
Everyone has a humor being within them. Unfortunately, quite a few people go through their entire lives never knowing they have it. I'm talking about even people that you might consider evil. Everyone has it. Your humor
really?
Being is yes. Even Hitler had a humor being. Unfortunately, he wasn't aware that he had this part for whatever reason. But your humor being is of your higher self. I believe everyone has a higher part of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And your humor being is of your higher self. It's the part of you that brings out the best in you when times get really tough. And what your humor being can give you more than anything else is emotional stability. And that's what we need today more than ever. And I urge people at the end of all my programs, one of the three things I ask them to do every single day is, one of them is unleash the power of your humor being on a daily basis.
Wow.
Find the laughter within you and around you. Take time off for
those
moments where you're boggling your mind and things are getting to you. Instead of beating the thing to death trying to figure out, sometimes you need to walk away and observe life. You know, just watch the crazy people around you. That's all you have to do is smile. That's enough.
That's true. It's very true.
Yeah, man, I hang out. I'm at airports my whole life. I just watch people, and it's a trip.
It's funny to keep you interested. I mean, it's funny to kind of go, okay, wow, look at that. Perception is such a funny thing, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I always have fun. I always start my mornings off with laughter. And, well, I have three labs, you know, so my wife and I, we get up at 4:30 in the morning, and we have a ball with them. So,
Wow.
They're fun.
I love dogs. That's well, you're so smart to do. I know I went through trauma a little over a year ago, and Randy knows it knocked me to the ground, and I'm very, very terrible with my brother dying. It was terrible, and it was almost like post-traumatic stress because he was run off the road, and I'm still dealing with it, and I was always a very strong person, so it's been a nightmare, and I noticed I dream a lot, and I've just started laughing again in my dreams.
That's it. That's
you
the
know
dream
what I mean? And I'm going,
you,
oh, wow. It's like, and dreaming about simple stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's going, wow, that was really cool. That was really fun. And then I wake up and go, okay, I can find joy again. I can do this. I've got to do this. My brother would want me to do this. But it's amazing that laughter is, they say that's like the best medicine in the world, even if you make your fake yourself to laugh. You know, I don't mean fake to laugh with people.
No, you're
I mean,
right.
Force yourself, right.
right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I have a brother that's 100% disabled from the Vietnam War. And you read the story, Zach. I mean, it's in my book. As a matter of fact, my book is dedicated to him. And,
oh, my God.
I'm he's the biggest inspiration of my life. He's still alive. I mean, he's doing wonderful. His success story is incredible, and he shouldn't even be alive today. He defied the odds. Now, if you were to ask him what was really one of the main things that helped him to pull through this, then he would absolutely say 100% it was his sense of humor more than anything else. I knew Christopher Reeve. I met with him 5 months before he passed away. I mentioned this in my book, too. And he saw my presentation once, and it was the biggest compliment I ever had. He goes, I live by that philosophy. I love what you said. If it wasn't for my sense of humor, I wouldn't have been able to accomplish what I did. And what he accomplished in the last 9 years of his life was
amazing.
It was incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, that'll live on forever.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's not just my opinion. This is based on facts, you know. It's amazing.
Laughter's
how,
huge. Yeah.
Yeah. In the book, I say humor is the instant mind shift. It nips negative thoughts in the bud before they blossom into emotional havoc.
Mm.
So, you know, you mentioned something like
that's
if
good.
Somebody's even evil. You mentioned like if they're even evil,
we consider evil, right.
I mean, what we consider evil, exactly. Okay, so you're saying they can shift change or find that they're not really evil. They're really something else going on underneath, right?
I don't know if people like from the Taliban or, you know, Al-Qaeda or any of those people. I think with them it's so ingrained. I say it's in them.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying we're all born with it.
The
way you're raised sometimes is dramatically ingrained that you just can't see the things, the pleasures of life. As a matter of fact, a lot of them shun laughter, and they think if you're laughing, you're not living life accordingly.
Or insulting somebody or something.
Yeah, exactly. So
not holy or whatever. Yeah.
Well, today too in this country, we're getting so politically correct that it's getting
ridiculous. But how come the government can do whatever they want to do? I want to know. Everything's getting it's really crazy. It's really getting out of hand.
Oh yeah, of course it is. Of course, you know last year I was watching on Fox and Friends, and I was laughing my butt off. I thought it was so funny. A mother-in-law was suing her daughter-in-law. Her daughter-in-law is a comedian, and she was suing the daughter-in-law for telling mother-in-law jokes.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
true story.
Oh God, it was hysterical. You want to know who?
That's hysterical.
You know, you want to know who the daughter-in-law's attorney was? The mother-in-law's the son. her husband, mother-in-law's son was representing her. It was hysterical. Because she was saying she was a bad cook and she did this and she did that and she said, that's enough, I've had it, and she started suing him. And to make it more absurd, the courts brought it to trial.
That's
just
insane.
Wow.
No, yeah, I know.
Unbelievable. Wow.
I guess you got to have disclaimers from your whole family. When you're a comedian, you got to sign off here, sign off here.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah, but,
so,
you know,
go ahead.
Bob, I'm sorry. Hey, it's your show.
I'm fascinated with when you mentioned several shifts. So the aha kind of moment there where the pen started writing in the Tony Robbins seminar almost magically, and you knew that you knew, and from that point on, you know, as you said, the serendipitous things happened, and as if the universe was aligning and, you know, this is your path and all that kind of stuff. Now, obviously there are rituals, maybe daily kind of rituals, daily habits that you get into to get into that mindset. Do you still struggle? I mean, after all of those shifts and now you being in your sweet spot, are there days where you have to kind of also shake yourself and are those tapes still there?
Yeah, those tape loops are still there. The fear is still there. It always will be. It's just that I know they're there now. At least I know it's happening to me when it happens.
Right, you're
aware.
I'll
be honest with you. You know, I had probably one of the worst years in 2012 as far as my business go. Even though my book was finished and all, I made a decision that just was not the right decision, and I lost a ton of money. And I really felt that I was going on a downward spiral, and I felt the old fears coming back with intensity. But the blessing in disguise there is that the book was in the process of being finished, and I used that as actually my Bible to get me through, not to mention my wife is pretty good at slapping me in the back of the head and telling me to snap out of it.
Wow.
But it's always with you. It's just that I know when it comes, I'm prepared. And that's my mission, is to let people know that you can take control of your life. You can be happier than you ever thought you can be. You need to focus on what's working in your life rather than fixating what isn't working, and to become aware of what you're doing yourself. When you become aware of what you're doing, you're in the process of healing yourself, because then you can turn it around.
And that we're human, though, so it's a lifelong process, and you can be so aware, and then something can change, right, or your views can change.
Oh, yeah.
You grow.
Don't ever think you got it made. I mean, you can be grateful for what you have, but something else will happen.
Well, I agree. No, but I mean, I agree that different times you look at it differently, too, and it's pretty, wow, it's amazing. It's amazing what you're doing.
It's important that people know and understand that you said something I think really important that people need to get, because a lot of people buy these magic whatnots and books and thinking they're going to find the bullet. And guess what? Those fears and all those limiting beliefs, you're right, man. I don't think they ever go away. We absolutely know how to control them when we have tools like in your book, that help people with the humor being idea and all these other tools that you lay out in your book. You do now have this tool chest to combat those things, but they do return. And I think sometimes people get sold a bill of goods in the motivational arena, that somehow you can change your mind and you'll be totally different forever. And I think there's degrees of that, but you're right. I think that stuff kind of rears its ugly head from time to time, and you need to be able to bat it back down, right?
Yeah, even when I speak to people, I say, you know what, the thing is that they come up to me quite often and say, thanks for changing my life after maybe seeing
them
a couple of months. And I always tell them, I didn't change. I was just the spark that ignited the change. You have to do that yourself.
You're the vehicle.
That's it. I always tell them, I'm giving you the tools. It's up to you as to whether you use them or not. And some people do, and some people use it for a week or two, and then, they go back into their same syndrome that they were in before. They get back into the negative zone again, and I wouldn't allow that to happen to me when I went on my self-help quest, because like I said, believe me when I say this, I read every book you can think of,
I reread them.
I was going to bed with headphones on my listening to CDs
over the years.
Reciting affirmations and all this stuff, and before you know it, this stuff becomes a part of who you are. And, that's the way I wanted my life to go.
I think the life force in God, is in, the spirit connection is so real. And it's just peace and love to me are the biggest goals we can have on this earth. And unfortunately, we have a lot of negativity and a lot of stuff that really does bring a lot of people down, have to be able to,
And most of it we blow out of proportion. Most of it, it's absolutely amazing what we do to ourselves. It all depends, too, on how much of that negativity was instilled in you when you were growing up. See, I was voted least likely to succeed in high school. I had a guidance counselor in eighth grade tell me I wasn't smart enough to go to college. He said right in front of my mother and father. Oh, yeah, ridiculous. So he's dead now. I killed him. But
you killed him in your mind. He's gone.
It's motivation for you. But I didn't tell you I'm Italian. I'm from New York, so there you go.
My maiden name's Fazio. We should talk. I'm just kidding.
I don't want to say I know people, but I know people.
We take
I know
care
a
of that
guy.
Thing.
Yeah, we know this thing here.
The Guido will take care of it.
Yep. So,
cool.
Stayed with me.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man. I was watching the making, I think, of The Godfather the other night on TV, and I didn't realize this, man, but, of course, with The Sopranos and the whole idea of the bada bing and all that. Basically, that bada bing statement was James Caan ad-libbing a line in The Godfather when he was telling Michael how to kill somebody. He goes, you got to come up close and bada bing,
That's right.
And I just thought that's how that became in our culture and became ingrained. I'm sure it was obviously in the culture, but I'm a big
He brought it out. He's the one that made it famous.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the one that made it famous. Bada bing. He also did a couple other lines in there. He went, half of the beep, half of the boop, bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, he did a couple of things. You hit him in the butt, he put the butt, and that's what that's.
Wow,
what,
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, my father loves Bob like that. Yeah, oh, I love Godfather's my favorite movie, so.
Oh, my gosh. I can sit there and watch. Whenever they're on, like, all day or something, I'll sit there and just watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah. My father used to say what this country needs is Italian for president, so.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Take care of business.
You know, yeah, go into Iran. Hey, this is a nice country you got here. Would be a shame if something should happen to it. You know, like, look at the map. One day your country's here, the next day it ain't. Bada bing, bada boom. So,
that's so cool,
so,
man.
Hey, what?
I was going to say, Steve Rizzo, again, just want to let everybody know who's might be just tuning in. Our guest in the book, again, I just want to let you guys know, is Get Your Shift Together, and it's available wherever books are sold. You got a website, man? It's probably like steverizzo.com.
What's that? Go to my website. Go to my website. It's very easy. It's www.steverizzo.com, and it's on every page on my website. You can just click on. You can either buy it from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's up to you. So choice is yours.
Wow.
Yeah, and the book is getting great reviews. All you got to do is read all the reviews. I got a 5-star reviews. There's like 26 reviews now,
wow.
And they're all 5-star reviews. So. That's because my brothers and my sister, and you know,
you got a lot of family.
I got a big family. Think you better buy this book, and you better buy it now.
Yeah.
What are you going to learn? You're going to learn things. That's all you need to know.
You're going to learn things.
That's one thing about Italians. They don't like to answer questions. So.
No, man.
Hey,
where
are you folks located right now? Anyway, where are you guys from?
I'm in Maryland and Hawaii. I go back and forth constantly from Maryland and Hawaii.
Ooh.
And Randy's in California, right?
Oh, cool.
California, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a quick question because I know it goes by so fast. When you were making the shift of from stand-up comedy to motivational speaking, did you find, I don't know, from a financial standpoint or from a making the shift, did you kind of inch into the motivational? Did you keep the other going for monies, or was it because you just
were
so not sure yet, or what?
That's a great question, yeah. I left my manager and my agency, and I moved back to Long Island where I live. I was living in California, especially during pilot season. I had an apartment there. My roommate was Drew Carey. And we shared a place together. And anyway, to make a long story short, when I did leave, I most of my income for the first couple of years was still doing comedy to, you know, pay bills and pay pay all that stuff. But I gradually started weaning into the the speaking thing. And that's when the serendipitous thing started happening. And
when you kind of just made the full shift, or was the full
It's. Do you have a second? I'll tell you one of them. That story's not even in the book.
I love it.
It's a cool story. When I had the argument with Drew Carey, he was asking me not to leave, and you know, I told him this is what I'm doing, and I left the week after, and before I left, I said a prayer, and the prayer was just let me know that I'm doing the right thing. Send me. I have no idea how to get into the speaking business, and if I'm doing the right thing, send me someone that can help me break into it. That's all I'm asking.
Mm.
So. That day, a few days after, I flew home from L.A. to New York, and I had a speech to give, and not a speech, a comedy show to give in New Jersey. And a couple of nights later, I met the show, and I had a great show. I was feeling really good. It was a sold-out crowd, and this guy comes up to me with his wife and said, "Hey, man, you're really, really funny." And he said, "Would you like to join us for dinner?" This was after the first show. And I said, yeah. So I told him all about myself, and I had him laughing. And he said, "Can I ask you a personal question?" And I said, yeah. He goes, "I sense that something's not right. You know, you just seemed a little distant right here, and you seem like you want to say something else. Is that not my business, or am I wrong?" I said, "No, that's very perceptive of you." I said,
"Really?
I love stand-up," I said, "but I want to do something else, and this other thing that I want to do, I know nothing about, but I know in my heart I'm supposed to do this. I said, in fact, a couple of days ago, I said a prayer to send me someone that can help me and guide me with this. And he goes, my goodness, he goes, what is it that you want to do? And I said, well, I want to become, I guess, what you would call a motivational speaker. And he's laughing his butt off. He and his wife are hysterical. And I'm thinking they're laughing at me. You know, I'm thinking, what are you laughing because I want to be, I was a comedian,
wow.
I want to be a speaker. So he goes, I said, what are you laughing at? He goes, well, I am the answer to your prayers. He goes, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Al Perinello, and I am the president of the New York chapter of the National Speakers Association.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So he guided me and took me and introduced me to all the heavy people, and I started going to the big conventions where there are 3,000 speakers and agents and stuff. And
I'll be there in July, 19. I mean, July is in Philly, but, yeah.
You're going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be there in July.
I'm always
there.
I'm there all the time.
Oh, my God. See, that was God. Don't you think that was God? That was showing you right there. That was
God.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, if you don't think anything but that, you know, what else do you need? I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
oh
really.
Oh, my God.
So. Do you go to those conventions?
Yeah,
often?
Yeah. I started going back in 1998, and when I moved to Hawaii in December '99, they didn't have any local chapters here at that time. Well, I take that back. In the beginning, they had them on Outer Islands, and then they stopped. And then I've been back and forth from Maryland to Hawaii from.
I've done
like
many of the main stages throughout the years.
Oh my God! Really? I bet y'all reckon. Wow!
I'm a member of the Speaker Hall of Fame. I got it.
Oh my God! Well, you know Tom Antione and all. Randy knows Tom and I. Tom Antione and you know a lot of the. Oh my gosh! So Patricia Fripp and all the people.
Yeah, I know Fripp.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love it. And I always wanted to do it, but I stayed in the real estate arena. And I've always said, dear God, why is it real estate? And I finally realized it was a vehicle. But my mission is serving and self-help and speaking, et cetera. But I'm still on that, you know, when I've been in it for so long. Well, you know, you're in that thing. That is a wonderful story. Gosh. So right then you just did it. You knew you had the answer, and that was, wow. That was in the 90s?
Yeah, that was in the 90s, and, you know, this guy introduced me to all the right people, and then I went to one of their workshops, and from the workshops, I knew so many people that saw me at their local comedy clubs, and when I got home, there was a message stating that when the conference comes, we want you to do a workshop for 200 speakers on how to add humor in their presentation. I said, sure, I can do that.
Wow.
Randy, it was the coolest feeling. It really was, too, because that's how everything started, and everyone started giving me their business cards, and boom.
Mm.
That was it.
Wow, you're amazing.
I'm an amazing person. It scares me.
Yeah.
You're amazing. No, it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was.
I love the intention. You know, you set the intention, and then also, you know, incorporating the God factor by the prayer, because I think a lot of our success in life is kind of an overlay of all of those things, right? Our mental mindset, our spirituality. And I love that part of that story, man, that you combined both of those. So you knew that you knew, but you also then said you needed help, and God provided a miracle. That's so cool.
Yeah, I got a million of them, though. I mean, there are so – not a million, but there are so – well, you know, in the book, there's the Corvette Man story. That's the angel story.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's –
oh, God,
I'll
have to – wow.
That's really – that'll blow your mind, you know, and – as a matter of fact, it was one of the write-ups I got in Amazon. The guy said he loved the book, but he said there were certain things in the book that he just didn't buy, and I think that was one of them. I guess he just doesn't believe in angels and stuff, but it's a true story, and it's exactly what I said is how it transpired, and I never said the guy was an angel. I just said it's pretty damn close to being one. So
I took the it's God, not me, and we want to do something with it one day because it's so real and it's so amazing. It's just, oh, gosh, this has been a blast. I love it.
Very, very
I wish
cool.
We had more time. This show goes by so fast.
Well, we'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. Yep, yep. And I'm going to take your course if it's still available to the public.
Yeah. You know, just go to my website. There's a ton of stuff there. And if you want, it should be up soon. And if it isn't now, it will be in a couple of days. I'm incorporating what's called a Rizzogram, and I send out a biweekly Rizzogram
in the form
of an article or a video or all kinds of stuff to help you get through the tough times. And some of it is really hysterical, too. So that'll be coming up really soon. I want every one of the listeners to hear that, too. But the book
Rizzogram
is on my website.
Okay.
Everything is on my website. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And that's,
you know, if you guys want,
SteveRizzo.com.
Yeah, man, we could do some stuff if you want. Every now and then, they could do a call in, and I could just give you a 2-minute
okay.
thing on how to get through the tough times, or something funny, or whatever. You know,
okay.
maybe we can call it a minute with Rizzo's Secret Minute to Success, or something, or whatever.
We've got a
membership yeah.
association too. I'd love to. It's real estate agents and brokers, so that would be really wild. Yeah.
Way cool.
Okay.
Way cool. And
it's such a pleasure.
Yeah, and Natalie, you got to come up to me at the convention. We got to track. Each
I will.
Other
I will definitely. Absolutely. It's with the end of July, right? Yep. I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Randy,
awesome.
Thank you
thanks,
so much,
Steve.
Man. This is great.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. And
right, man.
You guys enjoy the process and have a lot of fun.
Thank
right,
you
bro.
Very
thanks.
Much.
All right,
Steve Rizzo.
Thanks.
Wow.
I guess
Steve
we're getting almost to the end of it. It goes by way too fast.
Oh,
and to everybody out
right.
there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.